The internet is the most significant of all forms of communication because it allows for many different channels. Some people prefer to just seek out information. They'll go visit a website when they feel like it. Other people like to be notified when something has changed. Other people like to subscribe to a blog or to some other source of information on the web and receive an email or to have their blog reader bring them information as it becomes available. Other people prefer to have instant information, so they chat with each other through various instant messaging programs, and this has evolved now into messaging that we call tweets. And some people need to know right now. So there are a lot of variations here in the way in which people can communicate via the internet. One-to-one, one-to-many, many-to-one, business-to-business, business-to-consumer, consumer-to-business, and this is part of the evolution. The semantic web is another part of the evolution of the web. Today, the web has great content, it has great format, but it doesn't necessarily have good context. That's why when we do a search, sometimes we get 500 million hits when we really just want to have a few. The semantic web has web pages that have meaning, that have context. So when you see a web page, perhaps it could be an email, for example, and that email says, well, there's a concert coming up next Wednesday night at the Alice Tully Hall, and the New York Philharmonic is going to be performing a Mozart concert. Let's meet at Hugo's for dinner and then go to the concert. So today when you see that email, it's a bunch of words. But in the semantic web, all those words actually have meaning. So next Wednesday night means June 24th. Hugo's is a particular place. It happens to also be a restaurant, and it has an address, and it appears on a map, and it has a certain kind of food, and it has a certain kind of reputation and rating. So all these words have real meaning, and that means that that web page can actually do something. It can become part of an application. It can go into your calendar. It can update your contact list. And as this evolves, we will see more computers talking to computers than we see people interacting with computers. So the semantic web is very definitely important. It's one of the next turns of the crank of the evolution of the internet. Can we trust the internet? This is a really, really big question. It has many dimensions to it. One of which, in addition, is how can we trust the information itself? How do we know it's accurate? When an engineer goes to novel.com to get design information or boiling points or tensile strengths to design an important infrastructure element, they want to be sure that that information is correct. So the idea of being able to trust the internet has, as I say, many dimensions. Being able to trust the content will emerge as one of the most important elements of that. But the content requires a very special touch. It's a lot more subtle. This is why we have information professionals such as are attending this excellent conference here in Washington. People who know not only the information, but they know about the veracity of that information. They know where to go to get information that you can trust. We need to be able to trust this, and so we need to be able to look at reputations of people who place that information there and people who have been able to validate and verify that this information is real. This is an important and emerging capability that we don't yet see in the internet, but we will rely on it and expect it as we move into the future. Information professionals will have an increasing role in the future. Today, anyone can do a search, but the future of the internet is dependent upon knowing where to search. And this is where information professionals come in. They are the experts about information, how it's created, how and where it's placed, which is the most valid information. They know about specific vertical types of sites, such as novel.com, where an engineer can find boiling points and tensile strengths. They know the resources available on the web, and they can narrow that set of choices to help people get to what they need, when they need it, in the most relevant way, in the most efficient way.